After Adam and Eve disobeyed God, something changed immediately. Genesis says their eyes were opened, and they knew they were naked. Before the fall, they were naked and not ashamed. After the fall, shame entered the human story. Shame is more than guilt. Guilt says, I have done wrong. Shame says, I am now exposed, unsafe, and unworthy. Shame makes people hide. It makes people cover themselves. It makes people afraid to be seen by God and others. Adam and Eve sewed fig leaves together. That detail matters. The first human response to sin was self-covering. They tried to manage their exposure. They tried to fix spiritual brokenness with human effort. Then they heard the sound of the Lord God in the garden, and they hid. This is one of the saddest pictures in Scripture. The God-facing human becomes the hiding human. The embodied soul created for communion now runs from the voice of God. When God asks, "Where are you?" He is not confused. He is pursuing. God's question invites confession. It opens a doorway for truth, but Adam responds with fear. He says he was afraid because he was naked. Then blame begins. Adam points to Eve. Eve points to the serpent. The fall disorders relationship. Instead of trust, there is suspicion. Instead of responsibility, there is accusation. Instead of communion, there is distance. This is why spiritual fall is whole person disorder. Sin affects our relationship with God. It affects how we see ourselves. It affects marriage, family, work, community, sexuality, speech, stewardship, and calling. The soul misses the mark, and the consequences ripple through life. We see this today when people hide addictions, manipulate facts, avoid hard conversations, blame others, or perform religiously while refusing repentance. We see it when a person says, "That is just who I am," instead of asking, "Lord, where am I out of alignment with you?" But Genesis 3 also teaches us not to reduce people to their brokenness. Even after the fall, humans remain image bearers, damaged, yes, alienated, yes, but not worthless. God still speaks, God still pursues, God still calls, God still begins redemption. Spiritual growth starts when we stop hiding and come into the light of God's truth, mercy, and restoring grace.